Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, John Paul Jackson, I'm speaking to him about what he has been seeing for a number of years of what is actually happening right now in America, and he's been shown a window over the next 10 years. He calls this DVD we're making available The Coming Perfect Storm, and it's because it's going to hit in five different areas, and some parts of the U.S. or the world will have all five at say if 10 is the strongest, up to 10, and some will have combinations of them. In fact, I'm going to see if I can get him to tell us some of the places in the U.S. he sees these things coming, but the arenas that will be hit will be geophysical, war, politics, religion, economics. And we were talking yesterday on the geophysical, and there's some amazing things that you've seen. For instance, you've seen volcanoes erupting in the USA. What did you see, John Paul Jackson?
I saw a volcano erupting kind of like Mount St. Helens did a number of years ago. But I saw a larger volcano erupting in the United States, in the northwest part of the United States. It looked like Mount Hood, but I because mountains and visions, you get quick glimpses of them and you have them from a certain angle. I didn't hear the name Mount Hood, but it looked like Mount Hood to me. And I saw a volcano erupting in the northwest part of the United States. What if I can? Let me just say this: when sin enters in to a greater degree, when sin is not abated, when sin is seen as good and good is seen as sin, the earth, everything around mankind begins to react. The things that God made good in the very beginning now fight against each other. You have plates that war against each other. You have magma that is below the surface seeking to come to the surface. Everything becomes at odds. All of creation begins to groan. That's what Paul was referring to in Romans 8. All of creation begins to groan for the manifestation of the sons of God, or the people who know their God in a deeply intimate way. Because when people that know God show up on the scene, then everything, peace begins to come back into all of creation. It comes back into the jet streams. It comes back into the fowls of the air. It comes back to the plates of the earth. So as what is happening now is the lukewarm nature at best of most of the church in the United States, and I know there are exceptional churches out there, but not only in the United States, elsewhere, is causing, it's allowing this fighting or warring against each other, against the plates of the earth. Like man is warring against man, the plates of the earth begin to war against each other. And when that happens, then magma comes to the surface. And so in the northwest part of the United States, there's going to be a volcano that comes back to life. Also in the northwest part of the United States and in southwestern Canada, there's going to begin a greater frequency of earthquakes, with a very strong earthquake over 7 that will be much more destructive than people think. And there's going to be another earthquake along the Mississippi. And I know that I've seen around the Cape Girardeau area.
What about hurricanes?
Wow. Well, I saw a hurricane that was over 500 miles wide. It was
500 miles wide?
500 miles. It covered 500 miles.
Did you see which coast?
No, I just saw the coastline. It was hard to see through the hurricane as to the shape of the United States for which it hit. But it had huge winds, over 180 miles an hour. It was it would have been classified as an F5 hurricane, and the tidal surge went over 100 miles inland.
What about tornadoes?
I saw what's coming is tornadoes that are so strong that cars became like missiles flying through the air, and they would literally hit buildings and explode. But the gasoline in the fuel tank, I'm guessing, again, because I try not to say what I haven't specifically heard, but I can't imagine why the car would explode unless there was gasoline in the tank and something happened when the car hit the building. But they became like missiles that were flying through the air because the speed of the tornado was so fast that it hurled cars, it hurled refrigerators, it hurled different things through the air, and they became like horizontal missiles flying through the sky.
Let's switch gears a little bit and talk a bit about politics. This is a very disturbing thing, yet I can see it happening. You urged intense prayer for President Obama. Why?
Yes. If the church doesn't pray for President Obama, because the Bible commands us to pray for all civil authorities that are over us, that we might live in peace. What I saw was, as an angel kind of guided tour, if we don't pray for President Obama, then there will be an attempt upon his life, and that attempt will loose race riots in this nation at levels never seen before. And I was in high school in the race riots of the 60s. And Detroit and New York and L.A. and other areas.
In other words, we're not going to know that it's Islam that is arranging the assassination.
Right.
And we'll think it's a white supremacist group or something like that.
And that's what happens. The issue of Islam doing the assassination or trying for the assassination and making it look like it's a white supremacist, setting a trail of white supremacy, but it really wouldn't be a white supremacist who did it.
Hmm. Do you have any indication as to whether this will be during the first term, if this happens, or the second term?
I don't have any indication. My opinion is that it would happen during the first term.
Sticking with politics, what else has God shown you?
Well, there's going to become even more of corruption in the politics of the United States. Unbelievable corruption and self-gain is going to be exposed in both the Congress and the Senate of the United States. And people are going to be left reeling and wondering who can they trust. And it's almost as if there's what I saw was almost like a hopelessness, like, who is the least corrupt that we can elect versus who is the one without corruption?
And, you know, it almost seems to me, as I watch what's going on in the news, it's not a Democrat or Republican issue. It's the system has broken down.
Yeah, it is. The system has broken down because godliness hasn't reigned. Righteousness hasn't reigned. Injustice, as Isaiah 59 says, injustice has failed and has fallen into the streets where no one is crying out for justice. We've almost accepted what's going on as just this the way it is.
What has God shown you about our Social Security system?
Oh, my goodness. There is nothing wrong with the Social Security system that 40,000 babies who have been aborted, if they had lived, wouldn't have the solution to. If you had 40 million. If you had all the children that would be taxpaying age right now, since the Roe versus Wade Act was implemented, you would have plenty of funds in the coffers in order to take care of the Social Security system. But what happens is, when you now have children who have been aborted, they're not paying Social Security into it. You have a huge bowl just moving through the system with no financial backup. And so we're going to get what we want, but we are not going to want the results of what we wanted.
And you also talk about because of our economy, we won't be helping the world as we always have. We'll be bringing our troops home. And what effect will this have on Islam?
Well, what happens, I saw, because of the great financial difficulty that America has and the inflation that is coming our way, that is far more
rampant. Excuse me, you do see a big inflation?
Major inflation is coming our way.
And that's why you talked about gold as an investment.
Right. Gold is.
But won't gold be confiscated?
It depends on the type you have. If it's bullion, there will be some of that will eventually happen. But gold numismatic coins will be a whole different story. And there was a trade, and I saw trading going on with numismatic coins or gold coins and silver coins around the nation and even internationally. But this issue of inflation that's coming is going to catch people really by surprise.
I don't see how it could catch us by surprise. All we're doing, it seems, when every time I turn on the news, is printing more white paper with green ink with nothing behind it.
Well, the problem is that you might be aware of what that means, but the most vast majority of the people, it's almost like they live in denial. If as long as it looks okay, then it's okay. But they don't even have an understanding that there's a huge fire, an economic fire coming our way, that is going to cause major problems and food problems, food shortages are not just food shortages because that's a geophysical issue, but it's going to cause food panics where that they will have to have people riding guard on food delivery trucks to grocery stores.
Now, I know you're talking, God has shown you anywhere from today to a 10-year window, but when do you think things will get bad economically in the United States?
2011 is going to be really bad, and the end of 2009 we're going to think it's bad, but as we go into 2010, it gets worse. There's going to be this feeling like, well, it couldn't get any worse. But it will, and it's going to get worse in stages. There are at least four more stages of severity, economic severity, that we will be experiencing that we don't even know we're going to experience right now.
You really need to hear his full DVD explaining this. It's called The Coming Perfect Storm. It's available for a donation of $18 or more. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.